This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. April. Spring is in the air. Daffodils and cherry trees. Lilacs are blooming. For us, not to spoil the mood too terribly much, it also means earnings season. Corporate profit and loss reveals for the January to March quarter kicked off in earnest yesterday, with Delta Airlines did quite well indeed. The first big sector to report en masse is the mega banks, JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup tomorrow, Goldman Sachs Monday, Bank of America, and Morgan Stanley on Tuesday. What, then, do you suppose they have in store for us, and what might that say about the economy and interest rates and the all-important American consumer? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman lays that out for us.
Banks are kind of like economic diagnosticians. They assess the health of companies and consumers as they take in deposits, lend money on credit cards and business expansions, manage corporate mergers and stock offerings.
Banks really are bellwethers of the economy.
Karen Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics.
Biggest issues for the larger banks, interest rates, which we, at least I know, are going to be higher for longer, and that helps to improve bank earnings.
Because the banks make more money on the interest they charge borrowers. But Petru says there's also a downside to interest rates staying high, credit losses. As consumers keep spending, their credit card balances are rising. Ken Leon at CFRA Research says while that does boost income for banks,
what comes with it, of course, is some delinquencies. But it's delinquencies or problems in a healthy economy, not one that is leaning or in any kind of recession.
Right now, Leon says rising delinquencies don't threaten banks' profitability. But they do offer a window on the resiliency of U.S. consumers, says Quincy Crosby at LPL Financial.
We know that the low-wage earners are having difficulty. What we're looking for now, has it crept up the wage scale, middle-income wage earners with late payments or delinquencies?
In the last round of earnings, back in January, banks were warning about a possible recession and how interest rate cuts could hurt the bottom line. Fast forward 3 months, and the focus is on the Fed keeping interest rates high in an economy healthy enough to keep consumers spending it up. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.